Recording with a family in mind, 3, 2, 1. It's our obligation to remind the generations that follow us that nothing is promised, that life and security can be fragile. With the family in mind, I'm Valerie Coleman Morris. In many cultures, entering into adulthood comes with great responsibility. In Japan, for instance, the age of majority is 20, or 19 in some cases, depending on the actual birth date. People under 20 are not permitted to smoke, drink, or vote. After their 20th birthday, however, they attend a coming-of-age ceremony, which is held on the second Monday of January. During the ceremony, all participating men and women are brought to a government building where they listen to respected speakers, not unlike a graduation ceremony. At the conclusion, gifts, including money, are given to the new adults as they walk boldly into their respective independent lives. Rites of passage like this one highlight the importance assigned to preparing our young men and women for their future. For many college graduates, being in debt is a sobering reality, so it is important to be sure they understand that they have rites of passage in understanding money. There are two kinds of debt: good debt and bad debt. An example of good debt is college loans. Although the average college graduate carries $23,200 in loan debt in 2009, that debt represents an investment in the future. Students seek higher education for knowledge, a degree that will improve their lives. The rites of passage and money are important issues. I discuss them in my book, It's Your Money, So Take It Personally. I'm Valerie Coleman Morris with the family in mind.